All right, and I'm really excited here in the studio now with Natalia and Riley Trehan. Two artists who are putting on an amazing collaboration this weekend. And thank you guys so much for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I'm excited. So I guess I'll start with you, Natalia, because I know a little bit more about you. And I wanted to start asking you, because I know you came to New Orleans from Los Angeles, and from what I've read or understood, it was like a calling kind of situation. And I'm just really curious about that, like what that experience is really like what you thought New Orleans was or what was in your mind about it and what like unfolded once you got here and just like what it's been like making that journey.
Yeah, so I came here about 2 years ago. Like you said, I just kind of had like a feeling, a calling of some sort. I just grew up in Los Angeles and I hated it after a while. I think whether you're from a big city or a small city, your hometown is your hometown. And then when I came here, I really didn't have any expectation. I just knew that something in my heart or stomach was telling me to be here. And then I definitely got something very different than what Los Angeles is. I mean, New Orleans is the complete opposite of Los Angeles. Everyone moves real slow here. There's a different history, different culture. I feel like the first year there were a lot of adjustments, and they were all great in the sense that they opened my mind and perspective, especially coming from a place like Los Angeles, which is so commercial and so everything's new and in your face and everything's based off just honestly the way you look. Everything is based off of the way you look. And then to come here and to be in a space that was rooted in honesty, and also just a lot of the social constructs here that I don't have to face in Los Angeles, and also just not being around a Latino community, which I'm really used to in Los Angeles. It was really hard, honestly, but I'm really grateful for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so just, I know you made one EP here before.
I've only made one here so far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is the same one.
Oh,
it's just
okay.
Kind of like, you know, we continued the stories. It was just, so Six was originally the album that was created here based off of my experience from coming here and then having this sort of enlightenment through the dark. And darkenment. I said that yesterday. Not really clever.
Yeah.
And then we are continuing the story, Riley Tehan and I, through a visual perspective now.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, you sort of, like, spoke to it just a little bit just now, but when talking about enlightenment through the dark, or I guess this concept that there's some kind of liberation or healing to be found in looking at difficult or darker things, just can you speak to that or how you came to that? Is that something you always knew, or is it something you discovered?
I mean, I've always been interested in darker elements and themes. Just even as a child, I was always really attracted to fairy tales and stories that had sort of a darker theme. But it's never been something I'm afraid of. And when I came here, I was in a state of mental unhealth, illness, to be exact. And I was also working at a yoga studio making coffee, which was really funny. And everyone just kind of kept showing, you know, whenever I would just be really honest about how I was feeling, they would tell me, you know, you just don't think like that, turn to the light. I started recognizing this obsession, and I felt it in Los Angeles too, and I was like, no, I'm going through something so dark and deep, and I don't want to turn away from it anymore. And I had a history in Los Angeles of, you know, going to therapists and like being prescribed drugs and hearing voices, and I, for the first time when I came here, just decided to listen to them rather than turn them away. And they became very clear. And I started to recognize that I was doing channel work when they became clear for me. And yeah, they basically went from muffling static noises to words. And that's how the album was conceived, as I just kind of started to say and speak what it was that they were saying to me. And when I faced that darkness and I entered myself, it was just so beautiful. And that's what the record for me and the story for Riley and I is about, just sharing the beauty of the black and the darkness And also, when it comes outside of this metaphysical perspective, you recognize how it affects us in the world we've created here in the United States, our relationship with women who are the embodiment of darkness, holding wombs, being the black space, our relationship with POC, how we treat Latinos, black people, all these melanized people, our relationship with them. And so I believe it's our job as storytellers and artists to reflect what's happening in society, and that's a part of it as well.
Yeah, and so something that I'm just really interested in general, too, is, like, how to hold what the darkness or the blackness or even just things that people might normally turn away from and hold, like, what they really are alongside this concept of being beautiful, because it's, like, we're so used to aligning whiteness or purity as the what is beautiful, so it's like it feels like there's always this like flipping going on. I don't know if that makes sense, but if it's a contradiction you've struggled with in this.
Yeah, I think definitely just growing up in Los Angeles, which is based off of physical beauty, that was something that affected me a lot, and then coming out here and being faced with a variety of colors and redefining my idea of actual physical beauty. But then I think it's also important, Riley and I believe this, in shattering the idea of physical beauty, even going deeper, like what does beauty mean beyond that, and how to be held in that safety, that womb of earth and mother. It's also just a love letter to this amazing mother earth that we're a part of. Do you have anything to say on that perspective?
Just that when, hopefully when folks are able to come this weekend and experience some of the exhibition that we have on view, which is basically footage that we've been creating sort of in a meditative practice in order to prepare and create the visual album, but also much of which stands on its own and much of which is about bodies in relationship to nature. And I think there's so much beauty in both. Yeah, I think we've always encouraged people to show up exactly as they are and bring whatever it is that they're moving through into the work. And so there's a lot of really just rawness in it. And I, in watching it and going through the footage, and I find that extremely beautiful, the intricacy and the intimacy of that. And it's very simple and very striking.
Yeah, and so do you, how did you guys come together, and what is the process of working together like?
We met through, you had come see my Halloween show, mm-hmm. and then a guitar player I was working with at the time was like, you should meet Riley, and then I met Riley, and we discussed ideas. And then you came over with a notebook on time.
Yeah. All it takes.
And I was Ladies sold. And then working together has been healing, frightening, a blessing. Yeah, I feel like a lot of wounds can be fixed personally, and I prefer to fix a lot of my wounds personally, but I'm so grateful for the family that Spirit has blessed me with, and Riley is definitely my sister in that way, and I have a sister, so I know the relationship of a sister being like so magical and transformative and also
so
violent
intense.
And frightening and intense, and being creators together, it's very much I'm just like really, yeah, it's very magical.
Yeah, I'm very humbling to collaborate in this way, and also, you know, we've been collaborating with a really incredible group of mm-hmm. of people in New Orleans, so it's truly a blessing to like be in practice of collaboration, because it doesn't always go super smoothly, as we know, but it's like often an ongoing process of like figuring out what words to choose and how to communicate and how to speak through images and sounds and. So I think I can speak for myself and say that the process has taught me a lot and undone a lot for me.
Yeah, we've grown so much as individual artists too, just being inspired by one another. And I always love collaborators in general, but you know, just when women collaborate. For me personally, I'm just, it's everything.
Yeah, and I've read some stuff. I guess if you could also speak a little to just what it is for you to be an artist, or how you see yourself as an artist, maybe distinct from what people would normally think.
Yeah, it's changed a lot for me in the last year, and the closer I become to spirit, it changes a lot for me. Right now I'm trying to find a balance, and I am finding that balance between the artist I am and the artist that is expected of me in this sort of capitalist, not sort of capitalist world. But for me personally, I am just a channel. That's it. And whatever flows through me, I do not judge. It just needs to come out. And my fingertips and my hips and my lips, all these things are just the vessel, the paintbrush. So for me, I've lately, and we talk about this too, just trying to stray away from needing to receive credit, needing to receive compensation, and to create as channels and offer that, what the work is, to everyone and make it accessible to everyone. So for me, being an artist is a job on a metaphysical level.
So do you feel like there's something important about not being compensated, or like that becomes an issue somehow, or
Important in the sense that if you really want to create a world of trade and change, then you got to start somewhere. And I really do believe that we can create that. And Riley and I kind of both feel, I think, that
way.
And
eventually. Also feeling like the abundance of resources here in the city that we live in, and the, like, really being able to lean on community. I think, you know, if you want to create something, you simply must just begin. And like, I think we create a lot of imaginary barriers to like doing what it is that we want to do in this world. And like, if you just start using your hands and the and calling on your community, you can really make a lot happen. And so,
and that's what this has been.
Yeah, like, I mean,
everything has been a favor and a trade in order to create this album, this visual album. Like, it's pretty much just kind of pushing towards our community and how that we feed them, and then they feed us back.
Process of making this album, and what people can expect this weekend.
Sure. I started writing the album in Los Angeles before I came out here, and I wrote the album in order. So the first two songs were written in Los Angeles, and then when I came to New Orleans, I wrote the last four. And you can definitely hear the transition in musically and in the story. Everything, like I said, specifically after the first two songs, was just channel work where I wasn't judging. It was the first time all the EPs and songs I had written before were very structured. I don't throw shade at that. It was still beautiful, but I wanted to do something more experimental and push myself as an artist to see how I could create myself. And so, yeah, the record was recorded in the living room of my friend Keena McMurray, and now we are creating and pushing the story even further, and have created a visual album. We've also created a sort of performance art play of it, but this visual album will be this weekend. And
yeah, there's so this weekend we're having an event, a weekend-long event at a space called One Love, which is on Durbany Street behind the Cajun Seafood on Claiborne. It's a space that we know very fondly because when we did the sort of more theatrical performance of the album last year, almost a year ago exactly, we were also in that space, so you might know it. And this weekend we'll be there. We're screening some of the footage that we shot during the process of making the visual album, as well as the complete visual album, which features six videos that correspond to the six songs of the album. All of which were created in like a deep collaborative process with Natalita and I, as well as Liana Cockfield, Milo Damgen, a lot of other incredible, super talented people from our community in New Orleans, as well as like a tribe of women who came with us up to some land in Clinton, and we were doing meditative work and sort of being in community with each other, kind of exploring the themes of the album and then recording that on video. So a lot of that is in the exhibition as well as in the visual album. So it's all been like a really sort of non-traditional, non-linear process in terms of like how music videos traditionally get made. We really wanted to sort of explode that form and like we said, really lean on our community and make something that was reflective of that and something that really brings in like both of our shared love for theater and for performance art, for the earth and the land. So we'll be at One Love all weekend. Today there's an exhibition opening. It will be from 6 to 10. Tomorrow evening, we'll be open. We're screening the album at 9 p.m. and then we're having a dance party. And then on Sunday, there's going to be a special acoustic noise performance of the album.
Hmm. You're so good at that.
Thanks. Thank you. I really have a spiel.
Yeah.
Yes, please come. Come one, come all.
Yeah,
it's free.
Please
it's
come.
Free.
All free, all fun.
Yeah.
Looks great in there.
Yeah. And can you speak to us a little bit about what that arc is? Like what the story, the core of it is?
Yeah. Six and Unbirth is a creation story that begins in the black. It is based off of a woman who is going through some sort of mental breakdown. And she chooses to go inside of herself and face what it is that she is experiencing. And when she comes inside of herself, she has an ancestral vision and meets the first expression of herself, the first woman, the first physical expression of herself, a mud ancestor. And they have a conversation, and she learns from that conversation that she has the power to manifest, to be magical. She's reminded of this power, like so many of us. We've been burnt and we've forgotten, but she's reminded of it. And then when she's reminded of it, she uses that power to rebirth herself.
And so in that process, I guess I just heard you mention before, and I'm just curious, like what does healing mean to you now?
Healing means to me now patience and trust that you know what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, and just, is there anything you would say to people who, because you're speaking about this process, like for yourself, that you looked at these places maybe that you had been told or thought it would be better to turn away from, and then also that's part of the arc of the story. So just curious if you have any words of wisdom for people in that same spot, you know, maybe knowing that there's things they're turning away from but don't quite know how to start or...
Yeah. I've always looked at my life, and I believe this for everyone, though it's kind of hard to swallow, but I look at life as if you can handle everything that's thrown at you. I've also looked at it that I've, in some sort of strange way, asked for a lot of these things, even the things that I can't understand. I really believe that we have the power to manifest all that is in our lives, and that includes all this quote-unquote evil, all of this stress. And if we have that same power, we can use it to face and heal that. The process is ongoing. Like I was saying during the break, I didn't write this album and like feel healed. You know, I still very much deal with the voices inside my head. I still very much deal with, you know, depression or whatever you want to put a word to it. That sort of makes it more clinical than spiritual. But for me, kind of looking at it with the new perspective and understanding that I have the power to create, it gave me the power to move things around, to create new worlds, to not apologize for how I feel, for what I believe in, to not apologize for the worlds I create. We're all living in this, on this one earth, in all these many, many worlds. So you have the power to create your own world, and if your world does you good and others in reaction to that, then live it. I think that's my kind of touch on that, but yeah.
Yeah. And just, I always like to ask people, like, when they speak a little bit to spirit or channeling or, you know, whatever that is for you, like, because I know there's some people that hear words like that and are immediately sort of triggered, like, no, not for me. And just curious, mm-hmm. you know, what your response is to that, or if there's any words you can say for people who do struggle with just that basic form of belief, mm-hmm. you know, or some kind of faith.
Yeah, it's funny because I've recently been using the word God because I'm trying to learn how to love that word again.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up and my family was not religious, but I went to a Catholic military school for 9 years, and just the form of God became very male and human. So I understand what it's like to be triggered and all that beautiful fancy word, but for me personally, if I'm triggering you, I'm doing my job, so I'm going to keep saying it. And I'm not going to censor myself just because you're uncomfortable with the word spirit or whatnot. And then I challenge you, if you're uncomfortable with it, then face it. If you need to use another word besides spirit, then use it. It's all just words. I could be crazy. I could still just be crazy, according to my own therapist. But I've turned the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's spirit to me now, and that's safer. That's healthier for me. And I became healthier once I looked at it like that. It's all a perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. So anything else you guys want to add and let people know about this weekend and what you've created? And
I hope you can make it.
Yeah, I really do too.
We've been working really hard all week in the space preparing, and I think it's really necessary to sort of, anytime I get nervous about what we're sharing, I remember how important it is to like take up unapologetic space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true for everyone in their own right. And if you can't make it this weekend, the visual album will be released on Monday. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. And just like come and be inspired, bring a notebook. It's very much going to be presented in a healing format with the visual installation by Riley and a sound installation by myself and different elements such as a dance party and a performance. We want to move you. So if you want to be moved, come move in all the ways.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on. It's really fun. Yeah.